welcome back to Nature Speaking. I'm Amber.
And I'm Jessie.
And we're your hosts for today's podcast. I'm speaking to you from the ancestral and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam and Squamish-speaking peoples, locally known as Burnaby, British Columbia.
And I'm speaking to you from the ancestral and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nation, locally known as Vancouver, British Columbia.
Now just a little bit about ourselves. I'm from Whitehorse, Yukon, and I moved here around 3 years ago, this time in July. I'm also a visual arts major practicing printmaking, but I usually take random classes here and there like this one.
And I'm Jessie, and I was born in Mexico. I moved to Vancouver about 4 years ago. I'm a four-year communication design student, and I'm passionate about nature and sustainability.
This week, we'll be talking to you about our most recent project we had for our class together at Emily Carr University.
Last week, we were both tasked with going for a long walk around our neighborhood and recording sounds we hear along the way. So, Amber, I know you went to a creek behind your house. How was that?
It was quite relaxing, actually. I went after work, so it was around 7 p.m., I think, or so. So it was still a little bit hot out, but it wasn't quite as hot as it was during the day.
Yeah, the sounds that you recorded were so relaxed and just so peaceful to hear.
I know, right? It's called Beaker Creek, and I also find it pretty relaxing, so I sit by there sometimes. I usually go in the fall and springtime, though, so it's really weird to go there in the summertime just because there's a lot more foliage, and I feel like there's a lot more going on around here than there is normally.
I'm guessing that's a place where people from the neighborhood go to walk their dogs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I see a lot of people doing, like, their jogging or, like, their running there more often than not, but this time I didn't really see anybody going around there. Actually, I saw one person, and he like caught me sliding down to go sit next to the river, so that was kind of awkward. And Yessie, I heard you went a little bit farther from your house. How did you get there?
So I know the task was to do your walk around the neighborhood, but my neighborhood is very boring. There's nothing, there's no nature around my house. There's only cars and people. So I decided to take my bike, and I went to one of my favorite places, and it's this park called Iona. It's right behind YVR Airport, and it took me around 10 minutes to get there. It's a beautiful park. It's very big. You can at least walk for an hour or even more. And it's such a peaceful, beautiful place. You get the view of the ocean. You get the view of the airport. And you also get the forests. It's very nice. There's also a small lake where there's apparently a bunch of different birds. I've only seen a couple, and one of them was an eagle.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a big eagle. So a lot of like nature photographers go there to take pictures with their huge cameras.
Yeah, that must be really beautiful there. Photographers go there to take pictures.
It's a very nice place.
Yeah, that doesn't seem too far away to have such a nice area to go to. And that's a pretty long walk, so you have enough time to get enough sounds.
Yeah, I wish I would have gotten very interesting sounds. I don't think I did. I got airplane sounds and cars and people and maybe some birds here and there. Did you hear any sounds that you were surprised by? Were you with there?
I heard in a bush while I was walking in the alleyway, this bird chirping really loudly. I thought it was above me, but I just stopped really quickly and started listening around, and then I found the bush that it was in. So I recorded that. And it really surprised me that I found such a loud bird in the back of an alleyway.
Are you one of those persons who can, like, identify every single sound? Like, you can be like, oh, this is a blue jay, and this is an eagle, and...
I wish. I really wish I could understand which bird is which sound. But the only sound I could identify was a chickadee, just because... their sound sounds like their name, so they're pretty easy to identify. And we have chickadees mm-hmm. back at home, so it's easy for me to know what they sound like. But there are so many birds here, it's crazy. I can't even imagine beginning to know every sound that I can hear.
No, I'm always so surprised and, like, amazed by those people who can just be like, oh, yeah, this is a blue jay. I'm like, oh, how do you even know that?
So if, like, any of our listeners know any of the bird sounds that we've played so far, you can leave us a comment or send us an email to let us know what you hear. So, Yessie, did you notice anything you didn't before? Because you walk there pretty often, it sounds like.
Yeah, so I discovered this place during isolation, and I really liked this place because it was kind of empty, and I definitely noticed more flowers and more berries around the trails, and then you'll walk for like 1 kilometer, and there's just like blackberries everywhere. I tasted a couple. They were a bit sour, but it was fun to just experience that.
Let's try one. Okay, this one's not bad. Oh, sour.
I was actually walking and I heard like a bush moving, and I was like very scared because I've seen coyotes there. And I was like, oh my god, what is that? And you can actually hear me saying, oh my god. But it wasn't. It was just a bird.
That's good, it was just a bird. But still, it's like kind of nerve-wracking to know that there's possibility of a coyote coming out of nowhere. Do they walk pretty close to you?
So the first time, I actually thought, just for some context, I wear glasses and I have a very strong power. So one night, I was just sitting there and I saw something moving and I thought it was a dog. So I started calling him because there wasn't anyone around. Just me, so I thought it was a lost dog. So I started calling him till he got very close to me, and I was like, oh wait, that's not a dog. That's
oh my god. That'd be so scary.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of animals at that place. I've seen coyotes and I've seen bats. Oh my gosh, what was that? I saw something. How big is this place? Did you get to see anything along the way?
This place, the creek isn't that big itself. I usually just take a long time there because it's so nice. I think it's like easily a 5-minute walk if you're like, even if you're just like walking moderately, it's probably just like 5 minutes. It's not too huge. But it like runs off into a park. So when I went to the park, I like saw a birthday party going down. They were, like, playing volleyball and stuff, and I heard a dog. I think, when did I go for the walk? I think I went on a Saturday, so there's, like, a lot of people going to the park, enjoying their weekend.
I have, like, this mental picture of the place, the creek, because I've been hearing about this creek since, like, last week, right? So I have this mental picture of it, And I would just want to go to that place and see if it's the same as in my head.
Yeah. It's so cool how you can, like, hear so much about a place and then also hear the sounds from the place. And you can, like, mentally picture the place that you're hearing without actually having been there.
Yeah.
Like, I picture your park with the lake and stuff and then, like, coyotes running around. Even though I know they're not running around all the time, I just picture, like, a coyote and her kids running around. Sounds like a place of, like, everything you need all in one. And you can, like, just yeah. go there if you, like, want to go to the lake, if you want to go to the watch planes or something. It just sounds like a nice place to go to.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, thank you so much for sharing your sound log with us.
Yeah, and you too. I really like hearing the planes that you recorded.
And thank you guys for listening to this episode.
Yeah, we encourage you to also go on a sound walk and record some sounds. If you record anything interesting, you can send it to our email at naturespeakingecuad@gmail.com. We'd love to hear the sounds that you find.
Please stay safe and maintain social distance of 6 feet or 2 meters from others when you go outside. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
To everyone. Bye.
Bye.